are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mal. Morning. Going to top out at 52 today. It's going to rain. And then it's going to rain some more. Actually, probably not much rain during the day today, but tonight and tomorrow, 100% chance.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
As long as it doesn't turn into snow.
Getting some out in the Black Hills. Elevation's a little higher.
It is.
Wouldn't quite make it to the ground here. Elevation's a lot lower.
Thank goodness.
I'd tell you what, though. I still miss having mountains in the background from when I lived in Denver and the Black Hills. Not that the Black Hills are mountains, but it's still that backdrop in the distance.
That's pretty.
Like when I lived in Denver, it was like, you know, the mountains were about 20 miles away, which looks about the same as the Black Hills 3 miles away when I lived in Rapids. So
I suppose, yes.
I it took me a year before I quit seeing clouds and thinking there were mountains out of the corner of my eye. It was kind of weird. Anyway, so you want to hear the most awkward television news segment ever?
Sure.
This was a TV station in Chicago. The Fox affiliate in Chicago was doing a segment on Monday's debate and accidentally slipped in an interview with Jay Cutler from the Bears.
He mocked Romney for having said in 2008 that the U.S. should ask Pakistan for permission before launching an attack such as the one that killed Osama bin Laden.
Well, Jay Cutler is not running for president, but he is at the podium after the Bears game where he suffered an injury. Let's hear what he has to say.
Oops. Oops.
Yeah. Live interview after the game last night. They're talking debate, 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 debate. And here's Jay Cutler. Whoops. You know, you could have rolled tape on that probably.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be all hardcore news, debates, Romney, Obama, Romney, Obama, Cutler. It's like CNN exploded in the middle of ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or vice versa, actually. It's probably more the case. Front page of the paper this morning. I heard a little bit about this yesterday. The city is calling a northern part of the city the entertainment district or sports and entertainment district.
Okay.
The Sioux Falls Sports and Entertainment District.
Where at?
Well, it kind of goes along with the new event center. Pardon me. It's not the new event center anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I'm even more bummed out that I can't call it the Vision.
I know, me too. I think Vision would have been awesome.
The Denny Sanford Premier Center is also going to include a $20 million expansion of Russell. That's going to be a 6-lane street. I hope it stays a boulevard.
You said it wrong.
What?
It's Denny Sanford Premier Center.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because that's all in capital.
Yeah.
So you have
the
to
Denny
shout
Sanford
it.
Premier! Center.
Yes. There you go. Good job.
I forgot about that. They didn't capitalize it, though. They spelled it wrong in the Argus. That's why I didn't.
What?
They spelled it wrong. It's supposed to be Premier!
Why didn't they capitalize all of
it? I don't know.
It's technically supposed to be capitalized, correct?
Yeah, and capitalized is pronounced Premier!
Yes. You have to shout it.
Anyway. So, yeah, they're going to rename this area, and there's supposed to be a bunch of hotels and lots of entertainment and sports.
Okay.
So,
is that where they're going to put the new complex?
Well, yeah, it's up north the airport.
Yeah, so I guess it would all be kind of in that area then.
And then you've got the airport and then all the commercial stuff going on in that area, which is kind of fun. I saw a map of it briefly. It's going to be like a little bit to the east of that.
Okay.
Like Elmwood Golf Course is getting a hotel. And
so maybe there'll be some more restaurants popping up in that area.
God, I hope so.
I would think so, right?
Because there really isn't much up there right now.
Yeah. There's a few.
Couple. But, yeah. All right.
Be a good spot for one.
Yeah. They're going... I don't know why they haven't renamed any other parts of town. Like the...
Well, it's just a district, right?
Like, yeah. But, I mean, they still gave it a name. Why isn't the west side of town the new houses with no trees district?
Well, because eventually they'll have trees and they'd have to name it over again.
I don't know. I'm not confident that trees will ever be on the west side.
Well, there's a historical district. So there is another district.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying there's something wrong with districts, but I would like more names.
Oh, okay.
You know, if we're going to name something that's kind of already named.
I mean, well, maybe it's just the start. Yeah, so we should give them some suggestions of different areas. I don't know about the no trees, because I think they'll get trees sometime. I think eventually they'll get trees.
Every year there's either a thunderstorm or a blizzard that tears out those toothpicks.
Or somebody sets it on fire.
Or something. So, yeah. Okay. So we named a part of town. All right. There's also a lot of high school football last night. I'm looking through here. I did not see any upsets. Lincoln won 56-0 over Douglas.
Ooh.
I bet that was an entertaining game.
Owie.
That's the thing, where the Sioux Falls schools are, you know, they're kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the class is not nearly as good. Brandon's pretty good, too. But they go and actually Washington, Roosevelt, Brandon, and O'Gorman were all had byes last night. But, you know, they added this third class of 11 AAA. So basically, you know, the non-Sioux Falls Rapid City schools don't have to compete for a trophy against them. When Sioux Falls didn't win a championship until like 6 years ago.
So weird.
O'Gorman had won a bunch, but none of the city schools had won ever until like 2006, I think it was. 2005, 2006, something like that. But anyway, so lots of that going on last night. Did T win? I'm just looking here.
I don't think Lennox won.
Dakota Valley won 40-37 in overtime. T lost last night.
I don't think Lennox won last night.
No,
and I don't think Parker won either.
Harrisburg beat Lennox 63-29. Scanning through here looking for Del Rapids won big over Milbank 57-22. That was kind of expected. West Central also won. Parker, what class are they?
I don't know. Nine
double A. They lost to Kimball White Lake 41-14.
Thought that they lost.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But lots of games last night and more coming up. I think the next round is on. I can't remember. I think it's Monday.
I don't know.
I bet it says it in here. Yeah, it is Monday. It says it right under
but
all the scores.
It says it in here.
Yeah.
There it is.
I wonder if it's right in my hands.
Who would have thunk it?
Crazy. There are two parents in Wisconsin who are brilliant.
Okay.
They have a daughter, teenage daughter, who was getting fresh with them.
Getting fresh?
I saw this on Reddit. So they punished her in a completely 21st century style.
Like she was back-talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
They took away her phone, used it to take some embarrassing photos of themselves, and then posted those photos on her Facebook. Now, only one of the photos is making the rounds online, and it is perfect. Mom is throwing up a peace sign.
Nice.
With a goofy face.
Nice.
And the dad is making a completely ridiculous cross-eyed face. And it's awesome. I will get it posted up at hot1047.com.
Pretty clever.
It looks like they even ran it through Instagram.
Oh, they Instagrammed it. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it went through a filter like that. I don't know if it was actually Instagram. But
I think that's pretty clever of them to do.
Oh, yeah.
And nice and embarrassing.
The only thing missing is mom should have done duck face.
She should have.
She should have
done
duck
face. Maybe she did, and we just didn't get to see that picture.
Maybe. Maybe.
I would hope she would have done duck face.
I'm awful proud of these two parents. That's some good work.
You know, it's a good way to teach your kid a lesson. With doing something like that.
I think
so. You know,
so.
Just give them a little bit of embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's nothing too bad.
No. And like what I said, I was looking forward to embarrassing my daughter. This is the kind of thing I was talking about.
Okay. So she does something wrong, you're just going to put pictures up on Facebook.
And I was so glad that you thought immediately that I was going to call my daughter stupid in front of her friends.
I didn't say that.
Well, you were implying it.
I didn't say that.
You were implying it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you were implying it.
I just know how bad you can tease somebody.
Well, I know, but why would I do that to my daughter?
I don't know how far you would go with it. You were like, oh, I'm an embarrasser. I don't know how far you're going to go with it.
Embarrass myself in front of her and her friends.
Okay.
Is what I meant the entire time.
All right. You should have said that then.
I guess I figured that was understood, but okay.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:22. We're going to top out at 52 today. Georgia, boy, there's a place to be during the election. There's a hunting store.
Where I used to live.
There's a hunting store in Atlanta's suburbs that's offering Georgians a chance to win a free gun for voting in the election on November 6th.
Cool.
You just bring in your little sticker that says I voted or whatever, and this gun store will get you entered to win either a Glock handgun or a Browning rifle.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, guess what? I voted today. Oh, I got that little squirrel.
It's okay. It's just promoting, you know, people going.
Oh, no. There's a senator who's all hot and bothered.
What?
He filed a complaint with the Secretary of State's office.
What? Why?
Owner of the gun store says the raffle's open to all customers, not just, you know, the more conservative voter, who I'm sure enters that store more than the liberal voter. But anyway, that's the deal. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
They say you were a great asset. I said they were off by two letters.
Okay.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 24th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Drake is 26 today. His eyebrow is 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Tila Tequila is 31 today.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, she got famous thanks to MySpace. People wonder why that site crashed and burned. let's see. Monica is 32 today. Mary Bono is 52. She became a California congresswoman after her husband, Sonny, skied into a tree and died. BD Wong is 52 today. He's on Law & Order SVU. He plays the shrink. He was also on Oz back in the day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kevin Kline, 65. Bill Wyman, former Rolling Stone bassist, and he likes his ladies young. He's 76. 1970, also not the greatest day I have ever known, but it was an amusing one when President Nixon asked record companies to reduce the number of songs containing lyrics about sex and drugs.
Okay.
His request is still being honored today.
Yeah.
1973, Kojak with Telly Savalas, baby. Who loves you, baby? Premiered. He was Jennifer Aniston's godfather, you know.
Oh.
And he was also in something you might recognize, Annie.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Okay, yep.
You watched the redheaded kid movie, right?
Several times. The redheaded kid movie. God.
In 1980, the David Letterman show last aired on NBC Daytime. It won a couple of Emmys the following May and returned on NBC's late night schedule in February of 1982. 1989, remember the televangelist Jim Baker?
Yes.
He was sentenced to 45 years on this day in 1989 and fined $500,000 for his conviction on 24 counts of fraud and conspiracy stemming from the PTL ministry. Whoops.
Hmm.
1991, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, died at the age of 70. 6 years later, on the anniversary of his death, the hysterical documentary Trekkies was released.
Okay.
I wonder if that was a coincidence.
Yay.
Probably not. But today is the greatest day I've ever known. I told you before this, it was pinned today. This was the best I had.
That's pretty bad.
1989, Zsa Zsa Gabor was sentenced to 72 hours in jail and 120 hours of community service, and nearly $13,000 in fines for slapping a traffic cop. All right. That's all I got.
That's all she got?
Yeah, that's all. No, that's all I got.
No, I know. That's all she got.
Yeah. Oh, well, 73 days in jail?
Yeah, I guess.
Or, yeah, that's three days in jail. I was good at the math. And that is why today, October 24th, is... Dirt.
I got the latest Twilight Saga drama coming up in the dirt.
It is 6:26, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:40. Okay, now what is this song again?
It's Pitbull's new song with Christina Aguilera. It's called Feel This Moment, and you can hear the hook from AHA's Take On Me all the way through it. It's going to come out November 19th on Pitbull's new album called Global Warning.
Okay. Let me find both.
Yeah, you need to find it. I hear
okay,
it now.
Okay, I got it.
The first time I listened to it, I couldn't hear it.
Here's the clip of the Pitbull Christina song right here. Hooks, especially about red rooms and tie-ups. I got a hook exclusive in hip-hop from the red tie-tied up. Jams. Think that it's nice to meet you. But time is money. Only difference is I own it. Now let's stop time and enjoy this moment. Now did you hear it? Okay. No, I don't. No. I don't hear it.
I totally heard it. It's slowed down.
Oh, now I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I kind of like it. It's just slowed down a bit.
Not even close. Not even remotely close.
Yes, it is. It's slowed
down. It's maybe the same three chords, and that's about it.
No. I don't hear it.
Take On Me.
The first time I listened to it, I could not hear it at all. And then once you played it on the speaker, I could completely and totally hear it.
Okay.
It's there. It's just slowed down.
You know what?
How are you not hearing that?
I mean, I'm hearing the same three chords, but I'm not hearing Take On Me. I'm not hearing that at all. And like whatever you were singing along,
yeah,
what before we came on the air isn't even in the AHA song. You're like,
whatever you heard, I can totally hear it in there.
Okay, maybe it's something else you're hearing.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe the aliens,
they've taken over my brain,
implanted something in your head, or maybe it was the government.
Well,
quick, go downstairs.
The zombies won't want to eat my brain then.
Get some tinfoil.
I heard it in there. I did.
Okay.
I didn't
hear anything except Pitbull and AHA in two separate songs.
And Christina Aguilera.
I hear the three chords.
It's just slowed down.
There are similar three chords.
I totally hear it.
I didn't hear AHA.
At first, I did not, but I hear it now.
I listened to it five times, and I still
catchy.
Don't hear it.
It's catchy. People are going to like it because it's catchy, and you have that song underneath it in there.
Okay. I'd be more willing to cave into the Cecilia Some Nights argument than this one.
Oh, I'm totally
this
right
one's
on
ridiculous.
That one. The Cecilia one.
It's not identical. It's very similar. The melody's different. The key is dead on the same.
Are we going to, like, seriously start that again?
The melody is different.
Okay, whatever. I just don't feel like arguing with you right now.
Hi, baby girl.
What was that?
It's easy to get you off one thing and onto another. So, there is a nurse in Brazil who's in a little trouble. Her name is Rahani Moreira. That was her middle name. Teles.
Okay.
She's a student nurse at a hospital in Rio. And last week, on her third day on the job, she accidentally killed a patient by giving them a coffee drip instead of a blood drip.
Hold on. How is that even possible?
Well, it's basically a milky coffee. It's like a feeding drip of some kind.
But it's coffee?
Well, I guess it's made of coffee. I have no idea.
What?
The story was very, like, they called it a milky coffee in the original story in the New York, what was it, Daily News? Yeah. I mean, they didn't get into a lot of detail as to what it was. So, and it looks more interesting to say, she put coffee in her and it killed her. Well, I don't think she went over to the pot in the break room.
Yeah.
Took a syringe full and went over. That wasn't the case. Basically, there were two different drip bags. One either is made from coffee or looks like coffee. And the other one was the one she was supposed to give them. And it was her third day on the job, and she was a student getting trained and hadn't been properly trained.
Oh.
She's been indicted for involuntary manslaughter. And so were the two nurses that were supervising her.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird story, huh?
I'm confused by the coffee thing.
I know. I really wish they hadn't focused on the coffee aspect in that story. But it was, you know, the thing that gets your attention. It's like, what?
Well, I mean,
they gave her coffee? What? Yeah. Huh?
I understand her getting in trouble, and they definitely should have been watching her. I mean, that's their job, is to train her.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
But anyway.
But coffee? I'm so confused.
I know. I'm confused, too. I have the ability for you to see into the future.
Sweet.
It's not hard.
Okay.
But it's not that far into the future either. I'll tell you how to do it and how far in the future you can look coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 654 up to 52 today. A chance of rain, definitely some coming tonight. So, if you concentrate, Mel, according to scientists at Northwestern University in Illinois, you have the ability to see into the future.
I kind of have a little bit.
Yeah, you just got to try harder.
Okay.
Just try harder.
Okay. What do I need to do?
Julia Mossbridge is a neuroscientist there. She says, reviewing more than three decades of studies and evidence on whether or not people have a sixth sense or at least a little bit of ability to have premonitions, we do. Somewhere between 2 and 10 seconds.
2 and 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So, concentrate.
Okay. What am I concentrating on?
I don't know. You're just supposed to concentrate and you'll be able to see into the future.
I don't know what I'm concentrating on.
Okay.
How are you supposed to concentrate if you don't know what you're concentrating on?
What am I about to do?
You're about to play some music.
No.
No? About to talk about Billy Joel.
No.
No?
No.
No? About to play I'm Sexy and I Know It.
No.
It's not working. I don't know what to concentrate on.
I told you, me.
You want me to
What am I about to concentrate on?
Well,
here's here's what I had in my head.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Mm-mm. Really?
That's what I had in my head.
I should have thought farts. That should have just been something I should have
Well,
known.
I didn't actually fart. It was just making a little raspberry noise.
Noise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it doesn't work.
Well, you have to have, I think, something more to concentrate on. What I mean, like, what am I just supposed to think? Like, am I supposed to imagine what you're
going
to do?
Okay, here's how it's supposed to work. Say you're playing solitaire.
Okay.
On your computer, and you click off the game just a second before your boss walks around the corner. How did you know that was going to happen?
Oh. Well, because you probably just felt it.
I think you actually sense the footsteps.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, I don't know. Your perceptions are heightened whenever you're afraid of something.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, any little noise, you know,
like going to a haunted house or something like that.
Or when I'm
freaked out.
Down in the basement and I'm supposed to be working and I'm actually playing PS3 and I hear footsteps on the stairs.
And you think your wife's going to bust you?
Yeah, that's... Then my hearing is very sensitive.
Hot 104.7.com